This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. The White House has been calling for college campuses to better protect students from sexual assault. And about a year ago, a task force presented recommendations for what should change, but universities around the country may be struggling to keep up. We checked in on how the University of New Mexico is faring and one way technology might help. Students at UNM who say they've been sexually assaulted express some common themes when they're talking about the reporting process. It's confusing and overly long. They felt uncomfortable and intimidated sharing their stories with administrators, and it wasn't clear whether their names would be kept private. But the university has come up with what it hopes will be an answer to those complaints. We took that solution for a spin. Okay, so I am here with Allison Giron, who is a work study student here at KUNM. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
And what we're going to do today is Allison is going to navigate UNM's website to find resources for students who are dealing with sexual violence, sexual assault.
I probably would call one of them, but like, oh, my friend, this happened to my friend, and see if they would give me information without taking my name and stuff.
Hiron searches the words sexual assault and UNM and resources on Google and the university's website. She gets plenty of hits on the subject, but after a good stretch of time, she hasn't dug up what she thinks she would need.
I don't want to report it anymore because there's just too much information to read, and it's kind of like, I don't know, sifting through to find exactly if I can report this or how I can report this.
I jump in and tell her about the Lobo Respect Advocacy Center. She hasn't come across it yet. And when we get to the homepage, the button promising more information about the center doesn't work. So we call.
Thank you for calling the Advocacy Center. How may I help you?
Lobo Respect opened last month as the Federal Department of Justice investigates the university's sexual assault policies. It's intended to be a convenient one-stop hub for navigating the reporting process. Lisa Lindquist is the director of the center.
Our main goal is to be an advocate for our students as they move through the process. So whether that's attending the meetings with them to ensure that they are getting the questions answered that they need answered or asking the questions that they need to ask.
Part of Lindquist's job is also to coordinate the Office of Parent and Family Programs, so she's not solely focused on sexual assault issues.
What we're really wanting is to help students understand that they have rights and a means to deal with situations that are difficult and that there are options for them.
Kate Lazarov says nationally the pressure's on for campuses everywhere to get this stuff figured out.
Instead of trying to really understand how to best serve their students, unfortunately, they're scrambling to be in compliance.
Lazarov is the project lead for a digital sexual assault reporting system called Callisto. Developers interviewed more than 100 survivors about what they wish had been in place when they were going through the process. Callisto tries to outline the options for students, forcing universities to get clear about what they are, too. And it creates a virtual reporting system that helps connect the dots. It lets students generate a time-stamped report that doesn't go anywhere until they're alerted that someone else has reported the same perpetrator.
Most campus assaults, it's estimated up to 90% actually, are committed by repeat offenders. And if those individuals could be stopped after their second incident, it's estimated that 60% of college rapes could be prevented.
Did you catch that? Lazarov is saying that nearly two-thirds of college rapes would not happen if the repeat offenders were being stopped after their second assault.
It's always hardest for the first one to come forward. We think there's strength in numbers.
Callisto is being used at two test schools now and will expand to 10 more in 2016. UNM isn't one of those schools, but Lazarov says she's hoping the system will be widely adopted down the line. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.